Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
At 8:31, it's Tuesday, right? May the 30th, and I can't think of anything better to start thinking about right now today after Memorial Day is over. Now, football. I mean, come on. Let's start thinking about it. Come on! And let's think about Metro Football League. And Chris France is not only a coach, like forever and a day, of many youth in that great football league, so organized. Apparently now is to be called El Presidente. Chris, you've taken over that lead duty for the MFL. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess it only seems kind of fitting after 23 years of coaching.
Gosh.
I go ahead and start having a bigger role.
You've been doing it that long. Good for you. Thanks for doing it. By the way, we're live on WMUN today, not WLBC. You will be hearing this on WLBC probably tomorrow or the next day, but 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa Command, play WMUN. I understand that this is it's always a big year, right? But this is an even bigger year as you start thinking about coming together for another Metro Football League season. Tell them just a little bit, our listeners that don't know what this is and how well organized it is, Chris. Let's go there first.
Well, Metro Football is a fantastic league. It's been serving our community this is the 51st year of Metro Football. Obviously I've not been around for all those years, but there's been many, many great volunteers over the years, parents and teachers and coaches, that come together every year for these kids. At one time it was a much bigger league and there are some other leagues around the county. But Metro still serves the entire county. I've definitely heard over the last year or so that it's mainly a Delta-ran league, although we have a fantastic relationship with Coach Overholt and Delta Football. We serve the entire county. We don't care where you come from. We just want you to have a great experience in football. Doesn't matter what school district, everybody's welcome at Metro.
The proof positive is my kiddos, Zach and Grant, went to Muncie City Schools, and they were in the Metro Football League, and that was a long time ago. They're older and wiser now. Tell me about the Metro Spotlight idea. This is pretty cool on your social media.
Well, we just started doing the Metro Spotlight. The idea came from a lady named Kara Jaggers, who is on our board of directors. And basically, what we're doing is we're going back and we're recognizing kind of as far back as we can. Different players that played in Metro around the community that maybe stood out in high school or maybe moved on to college football or even bigger. Ryan Kerrigan played Metro football, and he obviously played in the pros. So we're trying to go back and recognize some of those kids and kind of show that, you know, we love the entire community no matter what school. There's going to be many from Muncie Central and Muncie South. Mackenzie Nash was up there last week. He was a Muncie South standout. And we want to get the Yorktowners and the Westdale kids and the Delta kids in there as well. So we're going to be recognizing them all throughout the season and just be on the lookout for that. It's a really cool thing.
Metro Football League President Chris France is my guest on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. I'm Steve Lindell. 23 years in for you. Why did you choose to do this in the first place? You know, coaching and doing all that work. Because it is work, Chris.
Yeah, well, I tell you, how I got into it was I used to get into a little bit of trouble as a teenager. And my uncle had started coaching out at Metro, Jeff Howe, and he had asked me if I would come and help him one year and, you know, kind of keep me out of trouble. So I went and coached football. I was still a senior in high school at Southside, and I fell in love with it that year, and I've been doing it ever since. And now it's great to see many of my former players. They're grown men now, and they have families of their own, and I've actually coached some of their sons. So Makes me feel kind of old, but it's a great thing. I love to do it.
Raider Nation Baby 2005 is attached to the Mackenzie Nash post. I'm looking at it. Did my son Zach play with Mackenzie? I can't remember what date it, what year it was.
He did.
He
Zach
did.
Was on that. That was that was the year. Yeah, we had beat the Cooper Tire Bears and Todd Bullock over at the turf field at Ball State University.
Do you remember all that stuff out of all those games, Chris?
I remember all my former players. You know, many of my friends kind of make fun of it, but I never
No. My son Zach was one of your players. He was the center. And when we had the conversation about being the center, it's not a glorious position, right? Because, you know, your head is down a lot of the time. You got to get the ball to the quarterback. It's an important job. And he wasn't sure that
Very
he wanted to do it.
Though.
He wasn't sure he wanted to do it at first. There's a lot of pressure on it. And I said, whoa.
Yeah.
Took him aside. You probably said the same thing. And I said, whoa, buddy, hold on a second. There is only two people on the football field that get to touch the ball every single offensive play. Quarterback, you know, superstar and everything, and you. And he thought, well, yeah, that's pretty cool. So that
go ahead. Coach Stevenson, Chris Stevenson is still my assistant coach after all these years.
Wow.
And we were talking about Zach not too long ago.
Oh.
You know, Zach actually had some seriously, seriously good opponents that year. He dealt with a lot of really good nose tackles.
Oh, man, great memories, great memories. Anything else you wanted to talk
Absolutely.
About before we get you out of here, Chris?
Actually, I just wanted to let everybody know when the sign-up dates are.
Yeah.
It'll be Monday, July 31st, which I know is later in the summer, but we want to get it out there as soon as possible. Monday, July 31st, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday, August 5th, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. What we do is we have the sign-ups there, and we do the skills assessments so that all the coaches can see the kids come through. Again, everybody's welcome, no matter what school district. We also have flag football. That's kindergarten through second grade. We also offer cheerleading, kindergarten through sixth grade. So it's a very, very busy time late in the summer. And, you know, we'll be reminding everybody as it gets closer.
So, Chris France, you're the president of the Metro Football League. Do you still coach, or is that too much to do both?
Oh, no, it's still Raider Nation every year. We're still the Raiders.
Do you get to pick which team he gets a coach if you're a returning coach? Is that how that works, by the way?
Yeah, you can get your team back if you're returning, yeah.
I think that's fair.
And speaking of, we are looking for some volunteers if anybody's hoping to – get into coaching. It's a great place to start. You know, down in the third and fourth grade league, we have the college league, as you call it, where we have all the college team uniforms, and we do have brand new uniforms and helmets this year. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money every year. So we appreciate our sponsors so much. Without them, we couldn't have Metro football.
Do you still play the song when on the boombox when the players come in?
They play it from the press box.
Okay. You remember you used to have a boombox because that's all we could do then, right?
Yeah, Mr. Tim Bevins was in charge of that, and he did a phenomenal job. We had a lot of cool things happen back then.
Awesome.
With the dry ice and the Halloween theme and all that.
That's great. Chris, great talk today. Nice to talk to you and catch up again. Best of luck as you go through the summer here, getting those kids ready to learn and grow and have some great memories too. Thank you for giving this dad some great memories from my point of view.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. And as always, we always keep up on WLBC. So
awesome. Great. Thanks a lot. Chris France, the president of the Metro Football League on WMUN's Delaware County today. Again, the sign-up days are set for July 31 and August 5. When we get closer, we'll tell you and remind you of those again. This is Delaware County Today.